Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday, the 29th of February, 2012. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours and a bit more in around 5 minutes. Well, the big news, of course, to start us off is the fact that we're changing our name. Yes, as of the 1st of April, we'll no longer be Bagel Tech. We're going to be the British Tech News Network. Yes, you'll be able to get us at britishtechnews.com, but we're going to have to start all the feeds again in iTunes because the server's in a right old mess from all the stuff that they had when we were bageltech.net. So pay attention. We'll tell you all the details as we go through the next month, and you'll be able to follow us. Don't worry, we'll still be here. Now, industry has called for more cash for computing teachers. A cross-industry platform has said that there needs to be more cash because all the people that have got general skills associated with computing are buggering off to the private sector and there's none left. The pressure has only been pressure, though, however. It's not going to actually result in anything just yet. The government has been sent a letter. I'm sure they're quaking in their boots. Yes. Mobile World Congress started, of course, on Monday, and HTC were quick out of the blocks on Sunday night, releasing the HTC One X and One S. They're coming on Vodafone, Orange and T-Mobile, and there's no word on prices yet. And they look very samey, I have to say. I'm sure I've got a deja vu there. Chinese telecom provider ZTE are releasing the 910. It looks very samey as well, as it's got a very, very samey spec, and it's really an ice cream sandwich. Based on their reputation for snooping, whether you'd want a Chinese telecom provider giving you your handset, I'm not entirely sure. And the other big news at Mobile World Congress, of course, is the Samsung Galaxy S Advance and the new Samsung Galaxy 10.1 Tab, which is probably trying to get out of lawsuits more than provide a decent service. Also, Nokia pushed out the 41 megapixel camera in their latest smartphone. You see, I remembered the 41 megapixel, but I can't remember the name of the phone. We'll talk about the photo quality of that camera on the photo show on Friday, so be sure to tune in at 2 o'clock. Now, the other big news of yesterday was, of course, that Apple's iPad 3 launch event has been revealed. It's definitely the 7th of March, as everyone suspected, and they announced it right in the middle at Google's keynote at Mobile World Congress. Meow! The Apple iPad 3 is coming next week. No one knows what it is. Everyone's analysing the photo, and we'll have to wait. Come on, just leave it alone. Don't speculate. Wait and see what comes. It's only a week. Marvel has put dozens of graphic novels on the iBook store. Every one of your favourites is in there. There's 80 graphic novels gone up yesterday. They look fantastic. I love Marvel comics. I might be taking a browse of a few and seeing if I can download them. And if you're really looking forward to iPad 3, watch out, because it could have a bit of a price hike. There's a bit of a leak suggesting that the 499 16GB Wi-Fi model is now going to cost you $579, so that's a $100 leap. And also the 64GB Wi-Fi version is going to go up to $779. You're going to be paying $900 for the 64GB Wi-Fi 3G version. Really? Really? Adobe Photoshop Touch for iPad 2 is out there. It looks very nice. I've seen a few videos and I've seen a few explanations of what's going on with it, but I haven't tried it. And the reason I haven't tried it is because I've still got an iPad 1 until next week, and then I'll have an iPad 3. Maybe. Perhaps. I'll be in a queue anyway. And Snagit 2.0 is out there from our friends at TechSmith. Now, if you want a copy of this, then all you have to be is in the chat room on Thursday night, and Betsy Weber from TechSmith will be on the panel for the big show, and she'll give one away to one lucky listener who's in the chat room. Make sure you're in there. Now, if you're wondering why a Nigerian prince has not written to you this week asking you to look after his millions of dollars, then the reason could be that Africa lost its web traffic. An anchor pulled up the cable and split everything, and no one got any internet. How fragile is the internet? Wow. Raspberry Pi, do you remember them? We told you about them last week. That's the mini microcomputer. It's $25 and $35. Well, the $25 Model A is out there and ready, and it's got a bit more memory in it as well. So if you want to order it, it's available for pre-order now. And FX1 have also pushed out a Linux computer that's the size of a thumb drive. Quite how you plug anything into it, I don't know. I don't think it's got a webcam built in. We'll have to see. And finally, if you own a BlackBerry Playbook, I don't think you're in the right demographic, but you might be heartened to hear that there is a pacemaker DJ application and hardware for it. So yes, all you hip-hop people can go out there and bang your beats and get down to the groove in it. Yes, jolly good. Rim have got it so wrong. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com and we'll read it out. You can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We're back on Thursday night with a big show as normal. Then we've got the Daily Show on Friday morning, and then the weekend starts at 2 o'clock on Friday with the Photo Show at 2 and the Max Show at 3:30. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.